A couple of announcements as we conclude the service today. As we've just entered into this liturgy of transition, we do pray God's blessing upon you, Connie, both in what you will do at the Sisterhood and what you will be doing as part of our life here at St. George on Yonge. And there will be a time of reception following to give Connie our best wishes and to give thanks, and also to continue in our welcome to the sisters who are here today. And especially prayers for you, Sister Elizabeth, as you have taken on a new role. This is our first time here formally to have you as Reverend Mother here, and we pray for God's blessings upon you as well as you provide leadership of the Sisterhood. Reminder of the announcements in the bulletin, especially the upcoming events, a number of things over the next few weeks. Jazz night, next Friday night. Chris is here next Friday. This coming Friday. And Chris has tickets. And if you know of anyone else who would like to come, please see him. It's going to be a great concert, and we look forward to having the musicians here again and to having that evening here. The parish barbecue, tickets are available. Kathy is at the back waiting to sell you your ticket to the barbecue, which is next Saturday. And it's going to be a wonderful parish event as well. Pray for nice weather. Because if we all pray for nice weather, it'll happen. And then a reminder that the next Saturday is the prayer breakfast with Bishop Linda Nichols. It's going to be a wonderful event. And again, we hope that people will come out and nourish their souls and their spirits as part of that. You will have heard us in our prayers today pray for the administrative assistance retreat that is being held this Friday at the convent. I want to say a word of thanks to Craig, who is here today, who is our office administrator. That was Craig's initiative, to put that out to others, both within the Anglican Diocese or beyond the Anglican Diocese of Toronto, but to other denominations as well. And eventually he had to cut off the registration because we have 40 people coming. It's an awesome ministry that gets lived out as office administrator or secretary or parish administrator by many different names. But not very often do they have the opportunity to step back and reflect upon what that ministry means. So on Friday, Sister Connie and I will be leading in that time along with Craig. And so thank you, Craig, for the work that you put into pulling that together. Thank you so much, yes. I can see Jeff back there, so I think the Sunday school has something to share with us this morning. And why don't we come right up to the lectern? Come on up, Tatiana.
I'm going to start off by calling Sister Constance up here, too. Long time ago, when I was probably second or third year teaching Sunday school, I made some stone tablets with... Yes. Sorry?
I remember them.
I made some stone tablets, which everybody knows what stone tablets are. It's the Ten Commandments. I had to change the wording to children-friendly, or understanding, put it this way. Sister Constance was so intrigued with them that she asked if she could have them, and as far as I know, at least she's got the words, if not the tablets. So today, we did the angels coming down with God to visit Isaiah and help him on his journey. All the kids have little ones here that James can show you.
I saw all those. Oh, yes.
I made a big one for you.
Oh, how sweet.
For your journey.
Oh, thank you.
She's got two. He's got one.
That's wonderful. And it's great to hear what our children are doing in Sunday school and to see the results of that. And a great thank you to our Sunday school teachers who put so much into that ministry.
Out of coffee filters. You know, these are made out of coffee filters. That's a new project for our art spirituality.
I have one final announcement. You'll notice we're back in a new configuration, which means we're using the screen again, which is wonderful. And we are very blessed to have Egan and Max, who make sure the screens are available each week. But you can imagine, for two people, that's a lot to do. We could use two more people who would be interested in helping us with the slides and making sure they're available and running them on the Sundays. I've been told it's not a difficult job. If you have that ability and that creativity, speak to either Egan or Max or me, and we'd love to have you on board with helping to get the slides ready and to make the job easier for the two of you as well. Our reception